Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez. Today, we are going to do another sitcom because those are fun. And I have my friend Lassa from my other podcast, it's the 90s Christmas Podcast, with me today. Lassa, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me again.
Yes, it's a lot of fun having you here, mostly because I actually do have you here. You're right next to me.
Yes, indeed. He took full advantage of me.
Well, that sounded a little weird. Yeah, let's not go there.
No, you know what I mean. But also, like, yeah, this is actually my last day here for a while. Yeah. I will leave later, and then we will meet back up in November again.
Yes, and for those of you who don't know, Lassa is from Germany, so he comes from the other side of the world.
I think this is like the third episode of this show I'm on.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure the regular listeners know who I am by now.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't, but it seems like in October I get a ton of new listeners, so who knows where they start. Maybe they start with this one, maybe they start with the other ones. Who knows? I'm just trying to cover my bases, like I mentioned in the episode we recorded earlier for Batman, where you have to reintroduce the characters every single time instead of just throwing them all in there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yes. I just called you a character.
Gosh darn it, because I should have messed around with some of the new listeners and just put on a very, very stereotypical stupid accent.
Okay, well, let's go ahead. We still have time.
Hello, I hope I'm doing good. On this episode.
Okay, let's not go that far. So, in this episode, we visited the sitcom Third Rock from the Sun. And the one we did was their only Halloween episode. Well, I think it's their only Halloween. They might have one more. I'm not sure. No, I'm pretty sure that's the only one. It's called Scaredy Dick, and it is from Season 3, Episode 5. This episode originally aired on October 29th, 1997.
Ooh.
Good year.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the name of the sitcom was in German? Or in Germany?
Oh, yeah, right. The name of the sitcom in Germany was Hinter Mond gleich links, which roughly translates to right to the left behind the moon, pretty much.
Right on the left behind the moon. Third rock from the sun. I think my favorite one, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I think it was the Home Improvement one. I think you said it was over there. It's called Look Who's Hammering Over There or something.
Listen Who's Hammering Over There, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's different audiences, different people. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the episode we saw, and I thought it was a lot of fun. I really enjoy Third Rock from the Sun. What about you, Lassa?
Oh, I do too. I mean, you pretty much introduced me to this show, even though I was aware of it, but I hadn't seen any episodes before. So when we did our first when we did the Christmas episode on the other podcast, I got to see some of the early episodes and I instantly fell in love with it. And this one was no exception.
It wasn't. We keep saying it every time we do a Third Rock episode, but John Lithgow's performance is wonderful. It's very childish, childlike, but it works so well with him.
I think all of them are wonderful. I love Chris Johnson in this. I love Fran Stewart in this. I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt in this. I just love pretty much everybody.
Yeah. In this episode particularly, I think it's John Lithgow and French Stewart. Both of them take the cake on this one.
Yeah, they get a lot of alone time together.
It's awesome. But let's give you a quick synopsis of the entire episode. Lassa, do you have it up so you can give it to us?
Yes, I have. The synopsis is Dick has to get a medical checkup but doesn't want to go because he's scared, and there is no mention of Halloween in this, and that's because, I mean, the main plot doesn't have to do anything with Halloween. It just happens to be taking place on Halloween, and they use it for funny jokes.
Yes,
but it's actually like this could have, except for like the ghost part, this could have gotten, this could have taken place anywhere in the year.
Yeah, I would say half of it could, the having to get a medical checkup, that part could have been throughout any time of the year. But the rest of it, the second half, we have the Halloween party. We have the trick-or-treating when they're trying to look for whoever it was that stole all the candy. And with the ghost part. And at one point, Harry is watching The Great Pumpkin Charlie. Or it's The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. He's watching. He's got a couple of good lines in that. So I would say, half of it could have been done somewhere else. The other half had to have been during Halloween. And it feels... It felt like even though they did all the medical pieces, I mean, him being scared during Halloween, it all fits.
Yeah, of course. Of course it does. But like, you have a main plot pretty much.
Could have been done anywhere.
Could have been done
anywhere. Yeah, so let's get into a run through of the show. So Dick, he's pretty much, we see him in the office and he's carving a pumpkin. He's like taking out all the guts out of it and he looks at the inside and he's kind of like, tempted. He's looking at it, he's not really sure, and then he just straight up takes a bite out of it. 2 seconds later, he's spitting everything out. Have you ever eaten a pumpkin?
Not this kind of pumpkin, no.
No, it is horrible.
Yeah, of course.
The way he eats it is disgusting.
Ah.
I've never tried it, but I've smelt it, and trust me, you don't want that in your mouth.
First laugh instantly.
Yeah. Nina walks in, she's telling them that he never got his physical. She scheduled one for him, which felt kind of weird that his assistant is like scheduling his medical appointments, but whatever.
I mean, she's his assistant, so isn't that what she's supposed to do, kind of?
I don't know about like taking care of him personally. I don't know. But it, in this episode, it works because she's kind of a main part in it. When he's gonna go take his physical for the second time, but we'll get there in due time. He walks in and, well, where you get fast forward to the doctor, he's walking in and he's admiring everything. He's like, you can have a little bit of potpourri to mask this really unpleasant smell. And he says that his body is it's a perfect masterpiece, that they're gonna wanna put his organs into display. Or wait, no, that was earlier when he's saying that stuff. And he's looking around at everything. Then all of a sudden he gets scared. Just out of nowhere. He's looking at different instruments. And he's like, oh, what's going to happen with those things? And he starts thinking. And then he just gets terrified. And he takes off running.
Maybe they reminded him of alien torture devices.
Maybe. Yes, they are aliens. Oh, wait, no. The doctor walks in. And he's like, hey, Dick, I'll be right with you. And he's like, the hell you will. And he takes off running. Then we get the opening credits and we're back at the Solomon household. They're at the costume shop.
Yeah.
They're at the costume shop. Dick walks in, starts telling them about the doctor, and Tommy's all like, oh, they can't tell you're an alien. These bodies are perfectly human. He's like, yeah, I know, but he's scared for some reason. Sally tells him, yeah, you've already been to the doctor, so what's the problem? And he's like, yeah, well, this time they're going in there looking for trouble. where do we go from here? This episode kind of seems to jump around a lot. Don't you think so?
It has a lot of location changes.
Yeah, and they're really fast, really abrupt. Because we were at the costume shop, and now we're back at the office. And Dick and Mary, they're talking. And she's like, did you go to the doctor? And he's like, yeah, I went to the doctor. Sally walks in and tells Dick that he forgot his lunch. And he says, he's not like, okay, well, where is it? She's like, oh, I forgot it.
That's so stupid.
Why would you even come down there if you forgot it too?
Maybe she just realized it then.
Maybe, but knowing Sally, probably not. She probably realized it 20 minutes ago, and she's like, oh, whatever, I'm just gonna
It wouldn't have been kind of funny if you forgot your lunch. Oh, great, where is it? No, I just wanted to come here and tell you that I forgot your lunch.
Forgot it. Nina starts telling Dick that he needs to take his physical because they're gonna start holding his checks. I've never heard of that. Like, this is season 3. He's been at this job for about 3 years now, and they're finally getting on him about taking a yearly physical.
Maybe
it seems weird.
Maybe it's like, maybe they treat it like jury duty.
Maybe. But he's turned into such a scaredy cat. Like, he's so scared of everything now. Everything's scaring him. But we're back at the doctor's, and he's there with Nina this time. Nina went with him, And the doctor walks in. He tells him that that he's fine. He doesn't need to check up. And he tries to leave. The doctor is all like, "Yeah, well, I will. I want to take a look for myself." The doctor tries to check him out, and Dick is like a little child, closing his mouth, not wanting to open his mouth. He's in a robe, and he pretty much runs out in his robe, and he tells the doctor, or the doctor's all like, "Hey, Dick, what about your clothes?" And he yells, "Just keep them." He takes off running. And here's where we get to Harry. He's eating candy. He's checking for poison inside the candy.
Not. Not poison.
But was it poison or was it razor blades? I don't know. One of the two.
Not poisoned, he said.
Yeah. And Sally and Tommy walk in. They're dressed as Sonny and Cher. And that was an awesome costume.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that. I'm glad that they mentioned what they were supposed to be.
Well, they said that there were supposed to be Susan and Ethel Rosenberg, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what they were supposed to be, but they were clearly Sonny and Cher. And Mrs. Dubcek walks in, and she makes the same assumption that it's, you know, those other people and not Sonny and Cher, but it's clear to everyone else it's Sonny and Cher.
The next exchange, can you play the clip of that?
Yeah, I will play the clip of that right now.
Where she guesses everyone's costume.
No poison in that one. More raisins than I care for, but there's no crime in that. What are you guys supposed to be?
Julius and Ethel Rosenberg.
I think the guy at the store made a mistake. Wow. All right, come on, guys, lock and load. We're going to Albright's.
Why? What for?
It's Halloween, Harry. And every little brat in Rutherford has hopped up higher than a kite on M&Ms. From what I hear, Albright's house is ground zero for destruction.
Oh, no, that sounds too dangerous. You can count me out.
Good. Stay here, Harry. Alone. All alone.
I don't care.
On Halloween, Fright Night, where the dead become living and the living become dead.
I don't care.
Hi, trick or treat. Oh, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. Lovely costumes, very nice.
Hey, Stewie.
Harry, you're an alien.
I am not! I mean... yes.
Oh, and we're back.
This was one of my biggest laughs, his reaction to her, to her recognizing his costume.
Yeah, when he goes, where she's like, "Harry, you're an alien." He's like, "Ah!
No, I'm not."
That's funny. So they're trying to get Harry to go with him to Mary's house, because that's what they, you know, they told Mary that they were going to watch her house while she goes to the Halloween party. And Harry doesn't want to go. They're trying to make him. He doesn't want to. Mrs. Dubcek tries to leave. They all try to leave. And Harry's there by himself. Miss Dubcek, she drops her lighter inside
the
shaft or something, the air shaft. And it goes down, and she's like, "Oh, what am I going to do? Now I'm going to have to, like, you know, these matches that you're giving me are only going to last so long." She needs her lighter to keep smoking throughout the night. She sounds like a smoker.
Yeah.
Ms. Dubcek. She loses her lighter, and then we're flash forward back to, or we're at the office party. And Dick comes in. He's dressed as a pirate. This is one of a good laugh.
Yeah, he totally acts like a pirate, too.
Starts making all of the pirate noises, the pirate speech and everything. Mary Albright, she is Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz.
We just talked about The Wizard of Oz a few days ago, so it totally fits.
I think it was Wednesday.
I think it was like the day before yesterday.
We're coming back from the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. I don't know how I got talking about The Wizard of Oz, but I pretty much described it to him.
You told me something that The Wizard of Oz was like the best American movie.
No, it's the quintessential most important American movie, in my opinion.
Okay, why don't you explain that to the listeners really fast?
Okay, so this is why, in my opinion, The Wizard of Oz is the quintessential American movie. It stars a white, American, kind of whiny protagonist. who goes to a magical land and meets a bunch of colorful characters. It has plenty of songs in it. It features casual racism. And it has the moral that no matter how great the magical land is you're currently in, you're still willing to go home to your boring, gray, everyday life.
And that, according to Lasso, makes it the quintessential, I can't even say it, movie.
At least, yeah, that's partially so. I mean, there are a couple of other points, but that was just my, like, jokey assumption.
So, yeah, we're back at the party. Mary is talking to a skeleton, and it's, we figure out later, it's a doctor after Deco comes up to him and says that he needs to get away from his wench. So he's speaking all pirate, and then this is a really funny line where the doctor turns around and he's like, hey, Dick, where are your buccaneers? And he's like, under my bucking hat.
Before that, he runs into two of his students.
Yeah, he runs into two of the students.
Male students who are dressed as Popeye and olive oil.
Yeah, two men.
Here for some spinach? Oh, yes, please. No, I don't actually have any. Then why did you keep my hopes up?
He takes everything literally. Ah, that Dick. After that, when he figures out it's a doctor, he gets all scared and then he runs off. He doesn't want to be anywhere near the doctor because apparently the doctor scares him, which makes it seem that he's such a little kid.
Yeah, it's so incredibly cute and charming.
So we're back at the house and Harry's watching the Great Pumpkin. He says it's really scary.
No, don't look behind your blindness. The Great Pumpkin's gonna get you. Oh, this is way too scary.
Yeah, it's way too scary. So he turns it off, and as he turns it off, we hear somebody yelling in the background, help me.
Ooh, and they're like rustling chains.
Yeah, he thinks that it was coming from the TV, but the TV's off now, so he turns it back on so we can't hear it anymore. And then we're fast forward again to Dr. Albright's house. Mm-hmm. And we're watching Tommy and Sally as they put the candy inside a bowl and they pretty much leave it outside. And they're like, yeah, that's pretty much what we need to do. And then 2 seconds later, somebody knocks at the door and they open it. It's a little girl and she's like, trick or treat. And they're like, it's self-served. And she looks down and all the candy's gone.
I expected that. Like a few seconds later, it would be all gone.
Yeah, the candy was like completely all gone in a matter of 4 seconds. And the little girl knocks again and she's like, trick or treat. And Tommy goes off to go find something. He comes back and he's like, here's a half pound of hamburger beef. And he throws it in there. And then other kids try to walk up and she's like, don't bother. All they have is meat. And then they get eggs thrown at them.
Oh, that's better. It better not be the Pope. Like, who dresses as the Pope on Halloween?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it was the real Pope or if it was just somebody dressed in like something that can come close as a Pope outfit and they just think it's the Pope.
Weird.
Who knows? But they do that. We go back to the house and Dick comes home. Harry and Dick, they hug scared because they're both really scared. Dick is scared of the doctor. Harry is scared of the ghost. They both hear the same yelling. The yelling that's all like, help me, and then the chain rustling and all that stuff. They think it's a ghost. They hear the screams again, and they hold each other. They don't know what to do about the ghost. They hear footsteps coming closer. They take off running, and it's Mary coming up the stairs. They went to go hide underneath the kitchen table, and they're hiding there. Mary starts asking them why they're being so scared, and there's a joke that that Dick took her car. That's why she came over there, to figure out what was going on, not that she was worried about him. And what else happened? Dick says there's a ghost in the house. She doesn't believe him, so she's like, oh well, I'm scared of how much of a coward you've become. And then she just takes off. And then we get transported to Mary's house and they have a kid tied up trying to figure out who threw all the eggs. They're trying to find the Pope. That's who they're looking for. And they do like a good cop, bad cop thing with the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Harry and Dick, they haven't heard the ghost in a while, so they think that it left finally. Smoke starts coming out of a vent and they think it's the ghost coming through, coming to get them. They leave the living room. They're trying to take off, but then the we get a funny line. Dick is looking through the phone book. And,
who you're gonna call the Ghostbusters?
What, are you crazy? It's their biggest night of the year.
And then is that the scene where they hide in the cup in the wardrobe?
Yes, they go into the closet.
Because that's the best one. That's the best exchange where like, oh no, we will just share the. You know, we will just share the apartment with the ghosts. And then Harry's like, Dick, in order to be brave, you must first become afraid. For true courage lies in the overcoming of fear, not in its absence. And Dick is like, it's beautiful. Who said that? Blue Power Ranger. That was my biggest laugh of the whole episode.
The Power Ranger. Not just any Power Ranger, the Blue Power Ranger.
It just says so much about the character. It's so good.
Yeah. Well, they run into the closet because there's a light shortage and the lights go completely out. So they run into the closet and they have their exchange.
Mm-hmm.
We're back to Mary Albright's house. Sally drops an egg on the kid's head. He cracks and starts telling them who the Pope is. That they're like, yeah, the Pope's, you know, so-and-so from please just leave me alone. And Tommy goes, any kid that rats on his friends makes me sick. Get out of here. After they charged him with the eggs.
And actually, did you recognize that kid?
I did not. Who was
because
that?
Because I was like, why does he look so freaking familiar? And then I looked it up, and it's actually the second appearance of Emil Hirsch, who is a pretty famous actor now. He has been in a couple of Into the Wild, The Girl Next Door, Milk, the Speed Racer movie.
Oh yeah,
he's done a lot of stuff, and I was like, that's him, because I was always a fan of his. I always thought he was a really solid actor, and it was funny, like, wow, this is one of his earliest appearances.
Yeah,
wasn't taking Woodstock. It was The Darkest Hour. I'm sure some of you remember that. He had a lot of. Oh, he was on ER for like two episodes.
Oh, wow.
So he was like, yeah, he was in one episode of Sabrina, I read here.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it's actually I was totally surprised by that. But yeah, I wasn't wrong. I knew him from something.
Yeah. That was him tied up to a chair, getting an egg smashed on his head. So we get back to, like I said, this episode takes us from set to set really, really fast. We go back to the house. They go down the stairs to the basement. They're investigating. Dick, for whatever reason, now he seems really brave. Like before, I don't think he would have came down here, but it seems like something happened to him inside the closet. He got brave. It might have been that inspirational speech that Harry gave him. So they try to find what is going on. They keep hearing the screams, so they're in their basement. There's a joke about the holy water and what Harry is carrying. They start doing like a ritual, it seems, and then the wall breaks open, and then we find out that it's Mrs. Dubcek. She got stuck in the wall. She went in there. She fell through the crawl space while she was looking for her lighter, and she's like, oh, where you guys been? I've been down here screaming for hours.
Why didn't she just buy another lighter?
Yeah, she could have done that. Why couldn't she just say, hey, it's Mrs. Dubcek. I'm in the crawl space. Somebody come help me. Instead of going down there screaming like a ghost.
Maybe then they would have said, no, it's a trick.
Yeah.
It's what the ghost wants us to believe.
They want us to believe it's Mrs. Dubcek. So she was down there. She was the one that was screaming. And that was it. After that, Dick's all like, oh, it's nothing to be scared about. So he goes to go get his checkup. And I started thinking, when did he go to get his checkup? Was it at this time or was it the next day?
I'm sure he ran it for the next day because...
Yeah, it could have been. But that would have meant that in the next scene, Tommy's wearing the mustache and he's like, yeah, the mustache stays. So was he wearing it all day?
Yes.
Okay, so he was wearing it all day. And then I like the line where he's all like, yeah, the mustache stays. And Harry's all like, yeah, it's muy macho. So we get that. And okay, well, we didn't finish out the doctor. So the doctor, he's there. And Dick is all very confident about everything he's done. The urine sample was plentiful, to say the least. And then he's like, okay, Dick, was nothing else to worry about. And then you get a look at the doctor, and he's putting on a glove, and he's sticking out his finger like he's going to give Harry a colon exam.
And then Harry's face just...
Oh, no, Dick.
Dick's face. Yeah. And Dick's face just turns to horrified.
And then, like, most of these end, they're on top of their deck, and they're talking, going over their experiences as humans. Yeah. And that's pretty much it. That's the episode.
Hey, there's one funny twist to...
Oh, yeah, the funny twist.
The whole story.
Yeah, at the very end, Sally's all like, what was... If it was Mrs. Ducek screaming, why was... Well, did we figure out what the chains were? And he's like, yeah, it was so-and-so. He used to live here. He was brutally murdered in our apartment 14 years ago. And then it ends.
I just remember. So, ghosts exist.
Yes, ghosts exist apparently in this universe.
And there's another... thing that happens at the at the house, which I thought was funny, when they release the kid.
Yeah.
Then that's when that's when Mary comes home.
Yes.
She's, what are you doing, holding this kid hostage and stuff? And then another couple of eggs get thrown.
Yeah.
At them through the door.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, and then it's a Tommy is looking like, so it wasn't the Pope, it was Batman all along.
Yeah, trying to find out who it was. It wasn't even the Pope. It was Batman. Ah, these kids and throwing eggs during Halloween. What's wrong with them?
We don't do that in Germany. I think no. that would cost a huge amount of trouble. Like, yeah. Maybe there are a couple of douchey kids who do that, but I don't know. We were like, no, never. Like,
no.
It's property damage in a
way. I know, you don't want to do that. I've had an egg thrown at me once.
Oh.
It's no fun.
No
fun. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about how Halloween is in Germany?
Well, actually, it's sort of declining in the last couple of years. It used to be bigger, at least in some territories. I don't think in all of Germany they celebrated quite as much, but it seems like it gets less and less celebrated as the years go along. And I'm not quite sure why. I mean, Halloween was always kind of criticized over there for like, oh, I mean, we have like so many American things, you know, on our culture, you know, where's the good old German culture and stuff like that. I think for a lot of people it's just too much of an Americanized holiday, so they don't celebrate it really. We used to go trick-or-treating. I actually went last year with my little brother because he wanted to, and there were a couple of people opening the doors. Some even decorated their houses, so it's still a thing. It's just not a thing with everybody, and that's what I'm kind of unsure every year. Like, okay, should I stay here? I think like 2 years ago I spent Halloween just all by myself alone, and nobody came. Like, and I didn't prepare anything, so I just pretended nobody was there. So I was just like, this was just this sad, very lonely Halloween,
yeah,
by myself watching scary movies.
Oh wow. Well, who knows? Maybe this. Oh wait, you're going to be here this year, so you're going to be able to watch Halloween in full swing.
Yeah, I should make sure that I am in some kind of big city or in some kind of suburban area, so maybe I can see a bunch of kids trick or treating. But it would be great, you know,
yeah,
getting caught up in the Halloween spirit.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, do we have anything else we want to share about this episode? Because it was I thought it was a good episode. I didn't think it was bad. It was very funny. There
yeah.
was a lot of moments that really made me laugh.
It was very funny. It was just, when you're familiar with Third Rock from the Sun, this is Third Rock from the Sun doing a Halloween episode. This is pretty much exactly what you would expect. And I enjoyed it immensely. I love these characters. I love this concept. And they did everything they could. They could have done a little bit more with like more funnier costumes, or maybe them misinterpreting Halloween in a way, because this doesn't take nearly as much of advantage as they did in the Christmas episode. I was also disappointed, like, Wayne Knight is in the credits, but he doesn't show up in this episode.
Yeah, I believe he is in this season now, but he's not a regular. He's kind of like a recurring character. Mm-hmm. So he only shows up whenever they need him,
okay.
I guess.
Because when you're featured in the credits, to me that means that you are you're part of a main cast now.
You would think, but no, Wayne Knight, he's always been a side character.
I see, okay. I mean, at some point he showed up and was there for a while and then on and off again, but I was disappointed. Like, I like Wayne Knight so much. I would have liked seeing him in this, but yeah, was still funny.
Yeah, very funny. This episode is one of the funniest Halloween ones that I've seen. Mostly because of this sitcom is very funny. If you haven't seen Third Rock from the Sun, please do yourself a favor. Find it. It's on Amazon Prime. Just get a Prime subscription for, you know, $12. Watch the entire thing in 1 month. You will not regret it.
It's some of the funniest stuff you will ever see.
Yes, it is so funny. And it seems to be timeless, really, because even though you don't see, like, any modern technology, no cell phones, no anything like that, it is still very current and very funny stuff.
Yeah, the humor has aged very well.
Yes. Still makes me laugh. This episode, I've seen it a million times, and when we were watching it right now, me and Lassa, it was funny. I laughed at numerous parts in this.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, I guess that's going to do it for this episode of the Halloween podcast. Lassa, where can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Lasse Vogt. I host with Lyle, of course, the 90s Christmas podcast. He will tell you something more about that. My own podcast is called Fans About Films. You can find it on SoundCloud and iTunes. I have a YouTube channel, The Deppard, and I write soundtrack reviews for scoregeek.wordpress.com. Leave me a like, check it out, and hey, why not invite me to something, or maybe I can invite you, if you write me, to one of my episodes. Would be fun.
Yeah, would be tons of fun. And if you would like to send any questions, comments, or anything like that to us, you can go ahead and send those to thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. You could also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. And we're on Twitter at thehalloweenpod. Me and Lassa, we do another podcast, which is It's a 90s Christmas Podcast. So if you like 90s and you like Christmas stuff, then you would like that podcast. So look it up on Apple Podcasts. It's a 90s Christmas podcast. We'll come right up and check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. If you like good podcasts, check it out.
Yes. So yeah, that's going to do it for us now. I will see you guys again tomorrow for another episode of the Halloween podcast. Have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.